Okay, so fighting these Archons, and I don't even know if I should call them Archons, but I'm talking about the fallen angels. I don't guess they're Archons. I don't know. They are principality. They're the unseen. The god of this world is the devil. The system is set up, and there's principalities and powers and rulers that are trying to shut down the gospel and trying to cut the head off. But these Archon fallen angels, they still have to follow the types and shadows, but they can get the human to fight against the types and shadows. That's the issue. And so if they can get you to believe a lie, whether it's the abortion lie, the, you know, trying to change marriage lie, all these lies that they're trying to get people to eat and drink, if they can get you to believe the lie, they win, because they create a fake reality on lies. And this is why when the internet and the truth started coming out about a lot of things that were old wives' tales and hearsay, and those things started breaking down, so reality started breaking down. But it wasn't really that reality broke down, it's that people were waking up. The whole system's crashing, because the more truth that goes out there, the more the system crashes. But anyway, I got attacked. As soon as I started doing that, I had a feeling I would, but I got attacked big time. I'm actually driving on pain pills right now because I'm not prescription pain pills, just regular pain pills. They got me. They hit me. They hit me hard. And so I'm just going to take some pain pills for 7 days and hopefully everything will be cool. But they hit me hard. And one of the reasons is, I think, is because I kind of let my guard down. I saw some different news and I repeated it and I shouldn't have. Let my guard down. So these rulers, what they're trying to do is get you to believe a lie. Just like Genesis 3. It's just the same thing that happened in Genesis 3. If they can get you to believe a lie, then they win. Their whole system is based on lies. If they can get you to receive and believe a lie, they win. Do you understand what I'm saying? They only function based on lies. And they're vampiring off of your fear and your doubt and your insecurity and your, if you believe a lie, duper's delight. If just like the narcissist, if a narcissist can get you duped, if they stick their tongue in their mouth and get duper's delight, they live off of that. If they can get you to believe a lie, get you in a corner, afraid, fear dark, if they can get you into a fight, a pride war, some kind of negative emotional response, they feed off of that. They're vampires. They're parasites. Why do you think you have bugs bugging you, you know? So I got in my car and there was some kind of something flying around and it tried to go in my left ear. Now I'm in the car with the lights on, turning the phone on, and it goes in my left ear. And then I put a piece of cloth in there and then it tries to get in the right ear. It's like, what? They're parasites. They're bug. They want to bug you and harass you and irritate you. And so all these emails that you get in your on your phone, all these texts and all these people who are negative and all this, all the lies, it's all pestering you, harassing you. Spiritual gang stalking from the spirit realm, and it manifests through these buffoons. These slaves of the devil, the hive mind, all work together. they're not alive. They're dead. They're animated by the demons, you know. Anyway, I knew as soon as I started doing a series on it, I would get attacked, because this, what you've got to do is you got to bring your thoughts into captivity. If you can do that, you win.